take back the city for yourself tonight. I'll take back the city for me. Take back the city for yourself tonight. Whoa, whoa.
Welcome to Third Paradigm, an out-of-the-box think tank on community sovereignty and regenerative economics. We look at how to take back our cities, farmland, and water, our money, production, and trade, our media, education, and culture, our religion, and even our God. We present a people's history of the Bible and a parent's view on how to raise giving kids in a taking world. I'm your host, Teresa Caraggio, broadcasting through Free Radio Santa Cruz and Upstart Radio Online.
Don't need convincing at all. I love this place enough to have no doubt.
Welcome to the 22nd episode of Third Paradigm. Our title for this Easter Sunday is The Food and Community Resurrection. The word resurrection comes from resurger, to rise again. A resurgent is a person who's risen up again. An insurgent is a person who's risen up in the first place. You have to be an insurgent first in order to be resurgent and resurrect. Thursday, Santa Cruz County experienced an act of insurgency when four AT&T fiber optic cables were cut. My husband called it a Silicon Valley snow day. No internet, no long-distance service, no cell phones, and no credit card verification. It was a day when commerce stood still. Cash changed hands, but the millions of dollars that would have changed bank accounts stayed put. Because of the latter, AT&T is offering a $100,000 reward for tips that lead to an arrest, but I'm hoping that money won't change bank accounts either. The effect was curious. We could still make local calls, including friends or emergencies, but business as usual was impossible. Tom took the girls to the laundromat where they watched frantic people checking their cell phones every 5 minutes. I rearranged my vegetable garden, dotting marigolds between the tomatoes because nematodes don't like their smell any more than we do. We baked and played board games and walked to the neighborhood market for potatoes. My middle daughter continued her Harry Potter marathon. It made me think, why can't we have one day a week like this? When I was growing up, my hometown had blue laws, which meant that no stores were allowed to open on Sundays. I remember being bored. You weren't supposed to work, and the libraries and theaters were also closed. But rather than shutting everything down, why not a day to shut the rest of the world out? Here's the plan. Employees go to a 4-day work week at 80% of pay in return for a 1-year guarantee of no layoffs. On Fridays, we help out in our communities. To interrupt our usual programming, we make sure those same fiber optic cables get turned off that day. And if we wanted to make it perfect, we could thwart satellite and cable TV. What would we do instead? I don't know, but I'm eager to find out. When we return, we'll look at some novel ways the community is emerging, locally and globally, with something called the Grow Food Party Crew. But first, we'll read poems by Hafiz, by Nanao Sakaki, and by Lee Young Lee. The music is by Matumo and Russian Circles. Two Bears. Once, after a hard day's forage, two bears sat together in silence on a beautiful vista, watching the sun go down and feeling deeply grateful for life. Though, after a while, a thought-provoking conversation began, which turned to the topic of fame. The one bear said, "Did you hear about Rustum? He has become famous and travels from city to city in a golden cage. He performs to hundreds of people who laugh and applaud his carnival stunts." The other bear thought for a few seconds then started weeping. That's Hafiz from The Gift, versions of Hafiz by Daniel Ledinsky. Just enough. Soil for legs, axe for hands, flower for eyes, bird for ears, mushroom for nose, smile for mouth, songs for lungs, sweat for skin, mind, wind for mind. By Nanao Sakaki, from What Book? Edited by Gary Gack and Peter Coyote. From Blossoms. From blossoms comes this brown paper bag of peaches we bought from the boy at the bend in the road where we turned toward signs painted peaches. From laden boughs, from hands, from sweet fellowship in the bins, comes nectar at the roadside. Succulent peaches we devour, dusty skin and all, comes the familiar dust of summer, dust we eat. Oh, to take what we love inside, to carry within us an orchard, to eat not only the skin, but the shade, not only the sugar, but the days, to hold the fruit in our hands, adore it, then bite into the round jubilance of peach. There are days we live as if death were nowhere in the background. From joy to joy to joy, from wing to wing, from blossom, to impossible blossom, to sweet, impossible blossom. That's Lee Young Lee from Rose. The first piece of music was the Japanese band Mutyumu, but the name of the song is in Japanese, so I can't read it. The music behind the last poem is by Russian Circles, but the name is either in Latin or Greek numerals. The poets were the Persian mystic Hafiz, the Japanese itinerant Nanao Sakaki, and the Chinese expat Lee Young Lee. Nanao Sakaki died this December at the age of 85. I call him itinerant because at one point he and Neil Hunter made a practice never to sleep in the same place twice. Through Hunter, Gary Snyder, a Santa Cruz local, became friends with him. Lee Young Lee was born the same year I was, but in Jakarta. His great-grandfather was China's first Republican president, who tried to make himself emperor. Lee Young's difficult childhood suggests that being the descendant of a would-be emperor isn't all peaches and cream. But I've had days recently that went from joy to joy to joy in a backyard that stretches from blossom to impossible blossom. This blossoming is thanks to the Grow Food Party Crew. The Grow Food Party Crew started in Ventura with two guys named Devin Slavin and Brian Coltrane. They gathered groups of volunteers who would converge on a house and do an old-fashioned farm raising. In one day, they dig, build boxes, clear, fill, and plant. Even more, they'd play music and sing. Even more, they'd bring food, prepare a tasty lunch, and clean everything up before they left. It sounded like magic. But to our good fortune, Devin and Brian happened to leave Ventura and move up to Santa Cruz, where I met them through the Transition Santa Cruz Local Food Working Group. At a meeting, they said they were ready to do their first installation on March 28th, but needed to find a place. My hand shot into the air before sense and caution could dampen the rocket launchers. Later, in an enthusiasm intervention meeting, My family would remind me that I'm not much of a gardener. Our yard is strictly survival of the fittest. I've thought to get one of those plaques that says, "The only thing more neglected than my garden is my husband." But this was more impetus than I could resist. And so, with 2.5 weeks to plan, we jumped out of the compost bin and into the manure heap. And my family more than rose to the occasion, proving themselves to be horticulture insurgents and resurgents. We'll break for Crowded House with When You Come, and then return with the rest of the story.
When you come across the sea, you like a beacon guiding you to safety. The sooner the better now. And when you come, the hills will breathe like a baby pulled up even from the bottom of the ocean. The sooner the better now. And when you come to cover me with your kisses fresh like a daisy chained up in a lion's den, the sooner the better now. I'll know you by the thunderclap pouring like a rain of blood to my emotions. And that is why I stumble to my knees. Darkness smashing my heart, send me to the bottom of the sea. I should know you better now. And when you come, the majesty to entrap me, prince of life receding, the sooner the better now. And when you come to cover me with your kisses hard like armor, the thunderclap pouring like a rain of blood to my emotions. Hey, that is why I stumble to my knees. And oh, underneath the heavens, with the stars
that was Crowded House with When You Come. On March 28th, mine was indeed a crowded house. The Grow Food Party crew descended on our yard like a swarm of locusts, but with the opposite effect. They left us with veggie beds, berry troughs, herb boxes, and a food forest. White and yellow nectarines alternate with a dwarf avocado and a six-graft apple tree, surrounded by nasturtiums to deter woolly aphids. Some willing volunteers helped my husband Tom put in a fence for the chickens, who've been muttering ever since about the unfairness of life in Chicken Gitmo. Herbs and strawberries went into some brick planters in front, while three entrenched angel trumpets were wrestled out of the ground by a Jacobean team. This group honestly worked nonstop and then cut and stacked all the wood neatly for the fireplace. However, Ken the mushroom guy at the farmer's market later mentioned that trumpet vines are members of the Datura family, which are both poisons and hallucinogens. Since we couldn't tell which effect we'd get, we took it to the dump. The baby bunnies earned their keep entertaining a steady stream of kids. We believe that these are the most spoilt meat animals on the planet. And my 10-year-old made fast friends with a very nice girl her age named Julia. At the lunch peak, there were over 40 people. A guy named Gary saw the event in the Sentinel and recognized the address as his aunt and uncle's back in the 50s. Throughout the event, there were songs from the 60s played on guitars and harmonicas with African drums and shakers. A neighbor in his 70s brought a big, lovely artichoke to plant. The weather was a perfect day in the 80s. A young board member of the Grey Bears delivered boxes of muffins, beautiful cremini mushrooms, and two enormous peach pies. Ethan, a member of Food Not Bombs, brought bread, chard, potatoes, and more mushrooms. He also brought a bunch of seeds to swap. Brian, one of the Grow Food instigators, brought a duffel bag full of lemons and a box of cabbages. We sautéed cabbage with lemon and salt, and when we ran out of food, made cabbage salad. As Brian says, you can never have enough cabbage salad. While relying on the kindness of these strangers, Tom would ask them how they'd ended up here. One had a friend who was crashing on her couch that was coming, so she came along. Another guy was riding his bike past when he recognized people he knew in the yard, so he came in to help. Other people read about it in the Good Times and showed up with their families, tools, food, and goodwill. We still have someone's hoe if you'd like to come claim it. If you Google Grow Food Party Crew Santa Cruz, you can find a YouTube video clip about the event. The description reads, "The Grow Food Party Crew is creating abundance while your buns dance. Let's create the world you want to live in." While Devin explains the concept in the video, people are singing in the background, "I want to get my hands in the dirt. I want to plant some seeds and watch them grow." The chorus is, "Let the sun come down, let the rain come down," while the video shows a hose squirting into the air for the benefit of the kids, and the chickens scrabbling in the new dirt piles, which they thought were dug up for their benefit. Little did they know. We'll break for Brett Denon singing "Closer to You," a romantically religious song for Easter. When we come back, I'll talk about saving the world from my own backyard.
Well, I tasted love so sweet, played around but not for keys. I'd never been knocked off my feet until you came along. In the room surrounding me are the angels I cannot see. I know they come to carry me to where I belong. Closer to you, closer to you. I'm singing like a sailor strutting up your revenue. Like a clown in a costume shop wearing nothing but my birthday suit. Getting closer to you. All the knocks upon your door, footsteps falling on your floor, all the shipwrecks on your show mean nothing to me, babe. All the crooks on Capitol Hill and the criminals on the dollar bills, all the money on Wall Street still couldn't keep me from getting closer to you, closer to you. Like a priest on a pulpit preaching to an empty room. Like a drunk in a dive bar in the early afternoon. Getting closer to you. Poets could not pronounce your name. Gamblers couldn't play the game. Matchstick statues set the flame. Couldn't hold a candle to you. Swimmers on the sunset strip. Hypnotists and hypocrites, ventriloquists and pickpockets, all wish that they could get over. Jealousy and the vanity, potency of your prophecy, because I long to be closer to you, closer to you. Like a hound dog in a junkyard, honey, I'm howling at the moon. Like a pirate in a pawn shop with a pocket full of jewels, closer to you, closer to you. Honey, I'll get through. Oh, baby, I'll get through. Closer to you. Closer to you.
That was Brett Denon with Closer to You from his Hope for the Hopeless CD. In these first 100 days of thwarted expectations, do we still have the audacity of hope? Well, I'm hoping that my new micro farm will end up feeding Walnut Avenue, reforesting Haiti and Peru, supporting farmer unions in Palestine and Liberia, and changing food policy from the grassroots up. How is this going to happen? One step at a time. Let me describe it. A figure used to show the interrelated steps of permaculture is called the permaculture flower. It has petals for each of the key domains needing transformation in order to create sustainability. Weaving in and out of the petals is an evolutionary spiral that starts with the local and moves out to the collective and global. The petals are titled Land and Nature Stewardship, the Built Environment, Tools and Technology, Culture and Education, Health and Spiritual Well-being, Finance and Economics, and Land Tenure and Community Governance. Permaculture design, transition towns, and post-carbon cities all address peak oil, our dependence on fossil fuels, and the reality that we're nearing the peak of how much we can exploit nature and get away with it. What they don't address is the peak exploitation of people, a peak that I think we're already on the other side of, where it's a quick downhill slide. It's not that we're not trying. It's just that no matter how high our military spending, we're not getting away with it anymore. From Latin American solidarity to the weakening dollar to the food, climate, economic, you name it, crisis, we're a bully that hasn't yet realized that we've lost. No one's following our orders anymore, except for the fellow exploiters on our USAID payroll, Israel, Colombia, Mexico, Egypt, and Syria. So my permaculture flower is out to transform our relationship with humanity, starting in our own neighborhood, and with nature, starting in our own backyard. On my flower, the Grow Food Party Crew is the first petal to open. Food is the soil and seed of every community. On the weekend before our event, a small group met to put together the boxes. The guys got out the power tools, deliberated, measured, and troubleshot. They cut, hammered, and screwed. In the 20 years since I convinced Tom to move to Santa Cruz, I think it was one of his strongest experiences of community. And it hooked him. The weekend after our event, we threw another Grow Food party at my friend Walter's house, who's been helping me with the website. I made the food, including spanakopita with a shard from Abby Young's garden, planted by the Grow Food Party crew the year before. Abby also gave me a CD that she'd laboriously edited, interviewing the UCSC apprentices and participants. They talk about their reasons for being in the program and their hopes for the future and what community gardening is all about. It will air after this broadcast, thanks to Abby. The second petal is called Wide World Partners, which is a coalition of students from the public, private, and charter high schools whose purpose is to raise funds and awareness for global causes through sustainable means. Over the last year, a small group has been meeting around my dining room table where I've set up a whiteboard. We discuss local issues and have had speakers in from sweat-free communities and students against sweatshop labor. We're ready to start raising money as soon as we find a donor to match what the students raise. The third petal to open I'm calling Food in the Hood, which will be a front yard farmers market run by the high school students. I've partnered with Faria Farm Eggs and iRise Bakery, who has been doing home bread delivery for 10 years. We're aiming to be a CSABCDEFG, agriculture, bread, carne, dairy, eggs, fish, and goodies. We'll sell produce from neighborhood backyards and food prepared from the produce. We'll also have seed starts to use all those excess plastic containers. We might have rare breeds of baby chicks if the 45 eggs I'm incubating and turning 5 times a day hatch. We'd also have fair trade baked goods because my students are all in a cooking class. To end this episode, I'd like to wish a happy Easter to my mom and dad, Helen and Jean Zembauer, who are visiting from Maryland. And I'd like to tell a story from my mom's childhood. Their version of food in the hood was a snow cone stand. They had homemade syrups that they poured over shaved ice, one snow cone for a penny and the fifth one free. A block of ice cost 15 cents, plus free cones for the person who went to get it. Every summer night, the neighborhood teens congregated at the Church of the Holy Snowball. Some summers, they made $100. By my calculation, that's upwards of 12,000 snow cones, scraped by hand, each in its own washed and reusable glass cup. She and her sister helped their brother use his college scholarship by buying his books with their snow cone money. This has been Teresa Caraggio with Third Paradigm. Particular thanks to Devin Slavin and Brian Coltrane of the Grow Food Party Crew, and to Abby Young, recipient of the First Garden. She's paid back the harvest in spades with the wonderful, wonderful interviews that follow. Stay tuned for her editing labor of love, and thanks to Skidmark Bob for his help evening out the sound quality. Sustainability and community aren't new concepts. We just have to reclaim our right of birth. To that end, our final song is The Commons from my friend David Rovick's CD of the same name.
First you told us only through you could we know God, and if we dared to question, he wouldn't spare the rod. For you we worked the soil, for you we dug the moors, for you we shed our blood and fought so many pointless wars. And now you try to tell us there's nothing we can do. You say the world around us belongs fairly to the few, but about 6 billion people no doubt will agree this world is our home, not your property. It's the commons, our right of birth. And you who would enclose the land all around the earth, our future is your downfall when we cut this ball and chain. You who've sacrificed the public good for your private gain. With our sweat we built the railroads, built cities on these shores. But because you own the money, you say that it's all yours. We laid the phone lines and the pipelines, and then right before our eyes, you say these things are taxes paid for. You now will privatize. Privatize the hospitals, privatize the schools, privatize the prisons for all those who break your rules. And preparing for the day when all the wells run dry, you say you own the very rain that falls down from the sky. But it's the commons, our right of birth. And you who'd own the water all around the earth, our future is your downfall when you cut this ball and chain. You who'd sacrifice the public good for your private gain. You claim to own the harvest with your Terminator seeds. You claim to own the genomes of every animal that breeds. You claim to own our culture and the music that we play. And with each song that we download to your coffers we must pay. You'd even own my name and you'd say it's for the best. Maybe you'll let us on your radio if our songs can pass your test. You own country, you own Western, you say you've given us a choice. You may own the airwaves, but you'll never own my voice. It's the commons, our right of birth. And you who'd own the music all around the earth, our future is your downfall when you cut this ball and chain. You who'd sacrifice the public good for your private gain. It's the commons, our right of birth. And you who would own everything all around the earth, our future is your downfall when you cut this ball and chain. You who'd sacrifice the public good for your private gain.